AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Of all the modes of transportation available on the East Coast, only Amtrak escaped snow-related delays.
Well, we've been operating, and because we've been operating, that helps to move the snow out of the way and also keep the overhead power system energized.
But Amtrak spokesman Mark Maglieri says the blizzard did force trains to run on a reduced schedule.
Traffic is moving up and down the Northeast Corridor on the Amtrak lines. It's basically only us operating. The commuter railroads have shut down for the day, and passenger volume is pretty light.
People who found their airlines were flying, and not flying, couldn't get to Amtrak stations because of road conditions. So having a system that was up and running didn't mean a whole lot to folks trying to get from point A to point B. Hardly anyone is moving this morning in Shepherdstown, West Virginia, where snowfall measures 40.5 inches. That's the heaviest, according to the National Weather Service. New York City missed setting the all-time record snowfall by 0.1 inch. Meteorologist Jim Hayes says the blizzard of 2016 is all but over.
The storm has produced an historic amount of snowfall from portions of the Mid-Atlantic into southern New England is now located well east of the New Jersey coast. The last of the bands of snow are moving across southern New England, portions of Long Island, New Jersey. They're shrinking in size, and additional accumulation should be let.
Now the cleanup can begin, and it could take days to get roads passable again and airports back on schedule. The coach of the Temple University gymnastics team says her squad is glad to get off a bus stuck for 24 hours on the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
The girls are just relieved that we are in a hotel now and we're able to shower and just lay out and stretch out for sleep tonight.
This is AP Radio News. Hillary Clinton appears to be softening her tone.
Hillary Clinton is softening her tone in regard to her differences with her opponent, Senator Bernie Sanders.
When my esteemed opponents say, what we need to do is to reintroduce something called Glass-Steagall from the 1930s, and we need to break up the big banks, we already have the authority to do that.
She says that's already covered in the Dodd-Frank bill, and Clinton put aside most of her direct criticism of Sanders, except on gun control and health care. Both candidates plan to spend most of the next week in Iowa as they seek to start off the primary voting with a win. I'm Diane Kepley.
Donald Trump is bragging in Iowa about the loyalty of his supporters.
My people are so smart, and you know what else they say about my people? The polls. They say, I have the most loyal people. Did you ever see that? Where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.